From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Do you remember stages in the development of a shepherd? We're looking at how somebody rises up from, if you want to call it, a nobody to a somebody or somebody greater in the church. Are you with me? It is the norm. It is the norm that you develop. I said it is the norm that you develop. You must develop from, you want to call it, an underdog. Somebody who is not known. Somebody who is not recognized. You must develop from that stage into a stage where you are known, you are recognized, and you are significant. Otherwise, you'll be a nobody. You'll just be among the crowd, and you just fizzle out when your time comes to check out of the system. But you should not. You should not be that. You see, because in life, in real life, in normal life, you develop. You see, even in normal life, if you don't develop, you don't amount to anything. Those who stop learning, those who stop reading, those who stop doing things that are very progressive and productive, they just finish. I don't know if you are there. Yeah. And you can look at, on this political stage, national stage, the people who, after a while, they don't do what they normally do. You see that? You forget about them. There were, a few years ago, there were some names that you don't hear anymore. Yeah. One name was Robeson Ben. I mean, you hear it. It's public infrastructure or something like that. Those days, I don't know what they used to call them. I'm sure Prince remembers those things. You know, but he removal, he breaks people's bridges and people's. I mean, the guy was very powerful. Some black man with gray hair, a mixture of black and gray hair. Yeah, he wears this Indian shirt that many of these people wear, as if they don't have clothes. They wear this, you know, this thing that they wear, the drivers wear them. I mean, you got a what? Shirt jack. Some have the long sleeve, some have the... I don't know why people love it. I mean, they wear it like a uniform. And I normally would see him wear it all the time. I think I met him somewhere, I think at Austin's Bookshop a few months ago or so. I had to control myself from laughing. Yeah. You see, the moment you stop something, you vanish. It's true. So if you like stop the things you are doing, you see where you find yourself. When a fridge stops working, right in the yard, right, some people are so bold that they even throw you outside on the reserve. They put it outside. They don't care. They are not, whether they are littering, they are, I mean, causing pollution in the environment or whatever. They just take the stove, the fridge, just throw it outside. You stop working in somebody's house and see what they will do to you. They call repairer, they come, they fix you, they can't fix you. Repairer comes and say, oh, it's going to cost this. And you realize that you can buy a new one with the money that they are trying to ask. You take it, you throw it away. Yeah. And don't think that if you don't develop, that you can just be going out back and forth and everything will be okay. The thing about human beings and our development is that we are very much unaware of what happens to us spiritually. Should I say that one again? We are very much ignorant about the things that happen to us in a spirit. It makes us think that everything is okay when everything is not okay. You know, when God told Adam and Eve that the day you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die. When they ate the fruit, they didn't die as they thought, but they died. I said they died. Then when you stop developing, you will not amount to anything. You'll be surprised. You'll be going, but you realize that, you see, you're not going anywhere. And any child that stops developing, it's going to be very difficult for you to go to school, difficult for you to pass exams, difficult for anybody to choose you, difficult to find a job. If you don't develop, almost nothing is available. Are you there with me? Yeah, and that's how sometimes some people, they get frustrated in life, then they turn as thieves, they become thieves. Yeah, they become con men and con women and dangles and all kinds of things they become, because when they stop developing, then they realize that the society can't handle them anymore. So they have to find their own way of trying to make things or make it in life. By so doing, then they get themselves into all kinds of things. So the Bible says that for the time that you ought to be teachers, Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12. Yeah, for the time that you ought to be teachers, you have need that we teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. You look at it. You are 10 years old and you are still drinking breast milk. Something is wrong in your development. You see, even if you look at a fetus, or let's say a baby that is developing in the womb, hey, if it doesn't develop well, you'll not be happy when 9 months come on. When 9 months come, you'll not be happy at all. You'll go to the labor ward, push out something you wouldn't like to take home. I don't know whether you understood what I tried to say. I said, if the baby in your womb, if you don't eat well, if you don't take care of yourself well, the baby will undergo a certain development that by the time it's 9 months, you push her out or you push him out, you will not be happy to take the baby home. You ask yourself, what's this? It came from you. Man. You know, sometimes when people get pregnant, the doctors advise them, don't smoke, don't drink. Isn't it, ladies, isn't it? Uh-huh. Even no matter how much you like Tosca for men, and King Size, and Marlboro, and whatever these fancy, or Palmer. How did you know Palmer? Mentor. It's a mint. Hey, see me after church. I don't know that they use those things on the North Pole or something. I don't know. Yeah. If you refuse what a doctor is saying, you'll see what happens. So if you like, you smoke, you drink. When you are pregnant, you go to club, go to disco. You'll see. You bring out something, one eye here, one eye there. Yeah. Yeah. You not like it. You'll be ashamed of what you have actually brought forth. Development didn't work. Yeah. Do not make a mistake that if you also don't spiritually develop, that you are good looking. You are only good looking in the flesh. You're only good looking in the flesh. If we are to have a CT scan of your spirit. Yeah. If you were to have an echogram or whatever of your spirit, you would not like to look at it. Yeah. So the apostle who this book has been accredited to, you know, he's the one who theologians are saying he wrote this book to the Hebrews. He's saying that there was a time that some of the people or the people ought to have been teachers. Mr. T, some people have to be teachers, but they still need to be taught salvation, faith, hope. They need to be taught. It's like you don't grow. You're not growing. You're not growing well. It's not happening. It's not working for you. You are stagnant. You know kapuepue? Do you know kapuepue? Midget? You know a midget? Like a baku? We call it kapuepue. Kapuepue. Yeah, short man. Yeah, kapuepue. You like that one? Yeah. Baku? Short like that. I tell you, midget. You see, if your genes don't develop well, you see, no girl will like you. You'll be like that. When you see a big woman, you say, hello. Look at you. Youth man. There's nothing I pass me. Meanwhile, you are 44 years old, but you are small like that. Yeah. You are kapuepue. Yeah. Peter says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow. Growing is something you must experience. You must grow. There are some things that by now you should have put aside. By now you should have overcome. By now they are not part of your life and part of your ways. You must develop. If you don't develop, the things that people who are not even saved, those are the things that you'll be struggling with. You wonder how come your life is the way it is? It's because you have not developed. It's true. You cannot fail to develop teeth. And ask yourself why you can't eat chicken. You can't buy chicken. Have you forgotten you have not developed teeth? When people are developing teeth to bite chicken and buy meat, bite meat and crack bones, you are not putting things into your system that because your development depends on you. The moment you come out into this world and you are taking care of, your development depends on what you put inside you. Yeah. If you drink hormones, all those things, if you do all those things, other things happen to you. You see, these days, the boys, they grow tall. Because we eat chicken that doesn't walk around 6 weeks. The chicken is so fat that they can't walk around. Chicken that is ready after 6 weeks. All kinds of things. I was very surprised when I was talking to one of our neighbors in Samaria, when he said, oh, the pine, they spray them. They spray the pine for the pine to get ripe. I say, hey, so all these things have affected all these places. So it's like, what is real anymore? What is really real in this world? There's nothing we eat that is really real. Yeah. All kinds of fantastic things. The pastor was advising him. He said the pastor is jealous. I'm saying that if you fail, when people go to KFC and you are jealous of them, it's your own doing because you don't have teeth. If you don't have teeth, what's your problem? You have to ask yourself, how come you don't have teeth? Yeah. I'm saying that to say that don't blame anybody for the things you struggle with and you are not able to overcome when you don't develop. Most of the problems you go through, they are due to the lack of development
You look at it. The problems of a child is very different from the problem of an adult. My problem is not to wet my bed. It's not my problem. Once the urine comes, supernaturally I'll wake up. If you like bed, I'll wake up supernaturally. And I'll find myself in a bathroom. And then controlling nicely, release it and direct it into a very nice place. Direct it. I mean, sharp GPS direction. But there are people who, when they wake up, they realize that. They say, swimming pool. Swimming pool. Are you there? Yeah. So, I am saying that your development is very key. You can't be angry with somebody who is, who is at a certain age and they have a driver's license and they drive. When you are a little boy, a little girl who is jealous of somebody who is driving. You have not reached there. You have not reached there. If you reach there and you can't drive, it means you didn't develop well. There are some people, they are old. They don't know how to swim. You put them in the water right now. They are going into the water. They have to hold your hands. Even baptism. Before they get into the water, I mean, they are struggling. You have to hold them and assure them. You see, they didn't develop well. When people were developing, you can ask Prince, when they were running and jumping into the trench at the back here, where were you? When you jumping, one day you see that you'll be able to swim. Yeah, it's a certain type of growing up. It makes you hunt crocodiles. Pastor Samuel told me they used to hunt crocodiles, alligators. Hunt alligators, pick up alligators. It makes you do all kinds of things. Black water, you dive into black water and swim very nicely. Hey. And a blacker? Hey, Beefield blacker. Yeah. People have played there before. And because of that, they have learned how to swim without going for any swimming classes. You are big. Even when you're on the boat, you're frightened. Say, hey. Even ferry, you are even afraid. Yeah. Dogs. Didn't have a dog at home. So when you see dog, no, you're running away. Yeah. You don't have a man dog in your house before. So when you see you go to a place and there are dogs, you can't. Some people, cows. When you see a herd of cows, they can't. They got to divert. You see, the cow is coming for me. I mean, all kinds of things. They will eat me up. Yeah. Hey, cockroach. 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 Frogs. Yeah, centipedes and millipedes. Hey, centipede. Centipede. Cricket. Ah. So, the Bible is saying that we should also develop. You must develop. You must develop. You see, at a certain age, you should own a bicycle at least. Those of you who say that you are looking for a car, you have not even seen a bicycle. Sometimes you can aim too high. You have to practically. Bishop said it, isn't it? He said, people say they know, but they do practically do the thing. Because when you ride a bicycle, you ride a motorbike, you learn a lot. Yeah. There are some people who own motorbikes. They fill the tank with $1,000. And yet, it's not a very easy life for them. Ha ha ha. one Jack Dio, just one Jack Dio. The motorbike tank is just one Jack Dio. Yet. Yeah. What about those who is two Grangers? Three Grangers they use to fill their tank. And by the end of the week, its tank is empty. Some use urine. Some use water and urine. Yeah, there are some old models, white old models around. It uses water. Where is it? It's packed. Yeah. Yeah. No, you must develop well. You must develop well. You must develop naturally. You must develop well. You must know how to do certain things. You must know how to. And you must know. Certain, you know, if we even talk about Georgetown, many people don't know Georgetown. Yeah, all you know is Stabrook, bus 47, back road, front road. That's all. Yeah, St. Pius Cemetery Road, police outpost. That's it. That's it. If they pass you over the river, you are lost. When they say over the river, so over the river, it's far. Which river? Far. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. But grow in grace. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. Go finger. I have some two nice ladies who are at the left. It's late for them. The fellas will beat them when they go home. Okay, all right. You have to develop well. Curfew. When you develop well, you wouldn't have curfew. You open your own door. And you have your nobody is as close the door to say, don't come and wake me up. When you develop well, it's like that. Yeah. Hey, I remember in Europe. I didn't experience that. I experienced other seniors. But I heard stories of people who were renting other people's rooms in their apartments. In the night, they can't flush the toilet. Because the landlord will say that, you are disturbing me. You wake me up when you flush the toilet. Hey, Charlie, you have to develop well. That in the night, if you were to do number two, You can't touch the flash button because the one who owns the apartment is sleeping that they don't want to hear any flash. No flashing. Some people also, you bath once. Yeah. When you bath and you go to work, when you come back, you can't bath. Because you're using too much water. It's going to have a very high bill. Then you realize that, Charlie, you have not developed well. How can you not bath when you want to bath? Yeah. Oh, Destiny, do you understand? Yeah. You can't bath once a day. Yeah, so you have to develop well. Before you find yourself in a situation where even bath a grad, they will not allow you to bath. You have to do rituals before you leave the house. But grow in grace. Kechi is teaching you some something. Where's Kechi? Kechi's at the back. Okay. But grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're looking at stages in the development of a shepherd. And we say that you have to accept the sovereignty of God as revealed by your selection from among other brothers and sisters. We're using David as our example, a study case, all right? David was nothing. King David that we know, the city of David, Jesus came through the line of David. That David you and I know now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, the one who wrote the Psalms, that David, he was a nobody, but he developed. David developed. He developed so nicely and so maturely that at a point he became the king of Israel. And that's what God wants us. That's the path God wants us to be on. We have number two, number three, and what, number four? Number five. Hey, we've gone past. Number six. You must become a well-known worker in the ministry. Become a well-known worker in the ministry, just as David became a well-known court musician. So become a well-known worker in the ministry. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, become a well-known worker. I will explain. Become a well-known worker. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well. And the evil spirit departed from him. Well-known worker in the ministry. You see, the things that we are doing as workers, as helpers, as assistants, we must be well known for what we do. Are you there? We must know how to do it so well. Like David. He was able to cause evil spirits. Now, if somebody has a devil, what do we do? If somebody has a devil, you call a pastor, isn't it? Shaka, you call a pastor? Yeah, you gotta call the pastor. Or you call the pastor. You see how people ring down your phone? Nichelle, when people got problems? Hey! Some young man was looking for me to do something for them. Hey, I was in Trinidad. My phone rang like, I've never seen my phone ring like that before. 30 missed calls. WhatsApp here, real calls on the other side. So I said to myself, hey, people are very some way. When they are looking for their pastor to do something for them, they call your phone. 30 missed calls. I had to message one of my helpers to say, please call this number and tell them to stop worrying me. If I call police on them. have I taken your money or something? Why are you harassing me like that? Let me call police for phone harassment. I did something wrong. Because the person was looking for me. They were at a certain season of their life where they needed a pastor. They needed a man of God. So they were looking for the bishop. You see how when those seasons comes, you want and you don't have a pastor, you don't have a bishop. You want a bishop to come and make the place look so nice. And I know them people. So when they call me, my phone will ring 30 times. I'm out of coverage area. Like the person ring my phone, every time they ring, Digicel will send me a message. Roaming, $30, activate roaming. $30, activate roaming. I said, Digicel, I don't want to activate no roaming. Don't worry, that guy who's trying to harass me. You must do what you do well. This young man takes an harp and he played it with his hand. And once he does that, evil spirits leave the king. I mean, he must be a well-known worker. It must be known that as for this guy, when it comes to church work, when it comes to soul winning, when it comes to singing, when it comes to this, when it comes to prayer, when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to this, it's like we must know you for that. Yeah. Yeah. So when it comes to football, we know the names. Even these small boys know the names. If you ask them, Adam and what's the name? Joshua, they'll tell you. You are Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo. They've not even seen them before. They just mention their names. Yeah. They say footballers. Yeah, all these people mention their names. There are people who are well known for what they do. Yeah. Lionel Messi has single-handedly taken Argentina to the World Cup. I tell you, they were almost out. Single-handedly, the last match that was going to be critical for their qualification, Lionel Messi scored a hat-trick. A hat-trick is 3 goals. Not a hat that is tricking or something. It's a cardiac arrest. It's like when we say bowling in cricket. It's not like food time, everybody's bringing their bowl. There's nothing like that. You have to know what it means to bowl somebody else. When you say, hey, we're bowling, and then you go and take your plate, they're coming for food. It doesn't work like that. David was well known. I mean, once David takes a harp, hey, even the devil himself will run away. Because like somebody who is so skilled has arrived. That you have to make way. You have to pave the way for him. We must be like that. In your development, you must be well known for what you do. When it comes to this, your name must be mentioned. Yeah, your name must be mentioned. You must be good at it. Well known for it. Yeah. When it comes to giving, those of you who like to give, because in every church, there are some people who like to give, and there are people whose arms are strong, has arthritis, they can't give. Yeah. Yeah, I'm strong. In every church, you have people like that. You have people who like to give, some people who don't like to give. People who generously give. You don't even have to ask them. There's also, is there anything? Are you doing anything? Is there any project, you know, want to give to the church? There are people who come even when you've not asked or shared envelopes. You have people like that in the church. You have people when you ask, they'll look up. Or they'll look down. Yeah. So, oh, we want to receive a special offering. We want to give out envelopes. You see that they bow their head. Yeah. Yeah, people offer to give money when we have not even asked them to give money. You have that in the church. If giving is something you love to do because you know the benefits and the blessings that come out of it, let everybody know that as for you, when it comes to giving, nobody, you must be known for that. When it comes to prayer, please, if prayer is your field, you must be known for prayer. David was well known. If you are going to develop to become somebody significant, you must be well known for what you do. Our world lady, Pastor Ida, she's well known for what she does. That's why she's like that. She's known. Her name is all over in our world. Because she and people don't understand the work she does. Do you can ask Sherwin and Co. It's not easy to remember words for a song. And especially songs that has been composed internally with all kinds of words together. And she sings one after the other. So people don't even appreciate some of these things. It's like writing books. Bishop was explaining, don't know where I heard him explain this. I think it was today I was listening to a message. He was explaining. He said, any people write books, and then when they print 10,000 copies, the book is termed as a bestseller. So he writes a book, Those Who Are Dangerous Sons, and then they publish, they print 10,000 copies. Then they term the book as a bestseller. But Bishop has, what, over 15 million books in print. And there's nothing like a bestseller. He was explaining it. And every time he explains it, I understand it even better. Because in America, for example, or in the world, you need a publisher. Yeah, you need a publisher. Whitaker House, Oxford Publishers. You need a printer, a publisher to publish your book for you to gain some popularity. But Bishop's book, he has, up to today, it's the people who love the books who print it themselves. He doesn't have any publisher. Yeah. There's nobody in America anymore who says, you know what, we are taking this book. In fact, they don't even like the book. But somehow, the books are all over the world. That's what you call anointing. Because he sent some books to a bookshop in London in those early days. The bookshop said, we are sorry. We can't sell these books. We recommend that you give it to the poor people in Africa to read for free. That's what they told him in London. The bookshop owner said, oh no, they don't, they can't. What is that? You should give it to, if he's from Africa, you should give it to Africans to read. It's just, yeah. So it's like God takes something that, like, the mainstream publishers don't work with, but yet the books have become worldwide. I mean, languages. Macarius, books. The man comes up with a package of 60 books, and people can't even get copies to buy. 60 books in the library case. Who has that in the world? T.D. Jakes? Joel Osteen? You play Joel Osteen every morning. Does he have 60 books together like that? That people are, is selling like hotcake? It's not, nobody in this world has that. Is he, but yet, you can easily not see the anointing. He's very good at what he's doing. Yeah, very, very, very good. The same thing God is teaching us tonight. If you're going to be in a choir, don't come and stand at the back, and then as we are singing, you're opening your mouth. When the people have stopped, your mouth is still moving. No. We can see you. We can see you on stage, I tell you. We can see you. Yeah. When it's time to get off the stage, you are still standing on the stage. We can see you. Yeah. No rhythm. Yeah. Choristers, are you there? You sing in a choir without excitement. Let me tell you. Jewel, are you there? There are people who work in this pornographic industry. When you see them work, you will get an erection. There are girls who are dangles. When you see them, you call them. Just one walk. That's it. That's it. You are standing on stage trying to sing to the glory of God. It is not attractive. And you are confidently here. No zeal, no passion, no favor. You are confidently standing on the stage Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday. But when will you decide to be good at what you are doing? To be well known for what you are doing? How are you going to develop? How are you going to develop? No, one of my enemies was in the church. One day they said, I don't know how to preach. Yeah. I said, maybe it's true. You people don't know good preachers, so maybe that's why you've not said it. So after a few years, the person came back for one or two services, and then the person made a comment, he has improved. Yes, I said, at least by all these years, at least I must improve. Yeah, it's a stage of development. In the early days, I couldn't preach well. Maybe it's true. And after a few years, the person came and said, it's getting better. I said, praise the Lord. At least some good news. I'm getting better. And I was asking the person, what's the person getting better at? Criticisms, maybe. Unwanted criticism, unwanted submissions. Are you with me? So tell your neighbor, be good at what you do in a church. Yeah. Even if you take it out of the church, if you are going to be significant, if you're going to be a businessman, businesswoman, Sister Donette, Sister Marsha, if you're going to be a good businesswoman and all of that, you have to be good. You can't do people's hair and then when they she's eyeing you, right? You do people's hair and then when they go up, you say, hey. No, it can't be like that. You can't bring materials. You can't bring goods from abroad. And when people see this, from China, from Taiwan, Singapore, where Kim and Trump are meeting. What's this? Drinks and things, they don't work. Natasha, that's snacks. Yeah. Expired goods. Are you learning something?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you should. You say, Jackie, if you're going to be an usher, you should be a good one. Not when people are falling there, you're also falling with them. It's not your turn to fall. You must wait for your turn. Ladies first. Ladies first. Chantel. Oh, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Be good at what you do. Sound, Kofi. Sound. Computer. Instruments. Hey, when you are not playing, we should miss you. We should look at us. Who is playing? Why didn't Jojo come? Man, if you are dancing, you see, I have come to realize that as for the dance, you people know how to dance. Oh, the dance is only here. Yeah. If we were to allow whining in the church, hey. Oh, Coco, when the song goes, you see people line up here. People go down like that. Hey. No, you see, you don't dance because you are used to your waist too much. So you have not developed. Yeah, your legs and your hands movement have not developed, in synchrony with your waist. So, yeah. There are some music. What's some of the music they play for these dancers to dance? You see, there's this. Even the dancers, when they play this song, and then they get to a point that they will, sometimes I have to take my eyes off like that. Because there's a synth. It's like, it's in my blood. Play it. Where are they? Oh, that's on you. Mr. Joe, Mr. Samuel, Doris, hey, I'm sure, yeah, look, I'm sure if he was to turn around, you see. Sister Joanne, not so?
Very quiet, distinguished, holy, righteous, consecrated, sanctimonious, sanctified, angelic, cherubim and seraphim, all of that. Let us turn the music. The only part we shake is here. And some people can go down.
Hey! You know what I'm talking about? When you come to the church, it's like you don't even understand the dancing.
David took an harp and played with his hand, with his hand, with his hand, with his hand. So Saul was refreshed. Now, it calls for a lot of skill and anointing. That somebody will play. Music has a certain effect, you know. You see how music, with some music play, and then you don't plan to sing it and you sing it, including worldly music. Yeah. You sit in these minibuses for a while. Yeah. It gets into your memory, your gigabyte. It gets into your computer. Your hard drive. You see that as you are washing the dishes, or as you are washing, you are cleaning, you see that you begin to sing it. Then you say, hey! You forgot that it was recorded. It is in your mind and your blood. So for David to play, for the music to have such a great impact on a king, and you must know that when you are a king like that, you are also used to all types of music. It's not every music that impresses you or has a certain effect on you. It's like a king and a gift. If you're going to give a king a gift, you better be careful. You cannot just take anything, because the person is used to riches. The person is used to glorious things. So when you are going, you have to really be careful what you are taking with you. That's why Queen of Sheba, she was ashamed when she took whatever she had to go and give it to Solomon. But she returned. She went back to her country with the things she had in mind to give to Solomon. Solomon disgraced her. So for Saul to have an effect, or for David's playing of the instrument to have an effect on Saul, it tells you how well skilled and how well he knew what he was doing. It will be like that also, like David, in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, tonight, oh, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the developing of your people. I see them developing from stage to stage, stage one to stage two to stage three and beyond. I rebuke any growth anomaly. I rebuke any difference or any fault in their growth and their development into stars, into shining stars, into significant people, into great men and great women in this society and in this system, in this church. I come against any growth anomaly, anything that will halt and stall their development to become people who are skilled and well known for what they do for you and what they do as a gift and as a talent. Anything surrounding it that will hamper, Lord, I rebuke it tonight in the name of Jesus. Let these ones grow. Let these ones develop. Let these ones rise up and shine and prosper and do well and be significant. May Shepherd House be filled with stars, people who are significant, people who are well known, people who are popular, people who are known in society for what they do, and for what they do what they do best. So God, gifts and talents and skills and giftings, and let them arise, let them arise, let them arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let none experience any growth, deformities, deformations, handicaps, disabilities in development. Lord, may those be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for completeness. Thank you for perfections. Thank you for works and the demonstrations of talents and gifts that pleases you in this church and in our lives. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. I mean, you are here tonight, you are not saved, you are not born again. You want to say, Bishop, tonight I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Just your right hand up high, every eye closed, every head bowed. Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You don't want to leave the service the same way you came. One of the greatest miracles is not that you win a lottery, it's not that you even be healed, but the greatest miracle is that your life will change. The light will come into your heart and that you will transfer from darkness into light. That's the greatest miracle, that you'll be saved, that Jesus will be allowed into your heart and into your life. Tonight, you want to say, Bishop, I want Jesus. I'm not sure where I would go if I were to die right now. I need Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus tonight. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. All you have to do is just lift up your right hand up high so I can see you. I can pray with you. Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus tonight. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. It's a moment of decision. You don't know when you're going to die. People die anytime and anywhere. Don't die and go to hell. It's your chance, your opportunity to choose heaven above hell. Tonight, you want me to pray with you? Just your right hand, please. Your right hand up high. I'll pray with you. I promise you, I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. Wow. Father, thank you for tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.